On behalf of the South Carolina Department of Education, I'm Doug Keel, welcoming you to Speaking of Schools, the weekly feature of that agency heard at this website. Today we have conversations we think you'll find interesting. We'll be talking about the upcoming college night that's going to be held in Augusta, Savannah River Nuclear Solutions presenting this annual event, as well as the James Otis Lecture celebrating Constitution Day coming up later in the month of September. We will also be reviewing some news highlights from South Carolina's Department of Education as well. So that's what's in store on this edition of Speaking of Schools. Hope you can stay with us. Join us now as we learn about the college night, about the James Otis Lecture, and other news from South Carolina's Department of Education. We are Speaking of Schools. Each year about this time, we tell you about an upcoming event that is an annual event sponsored by Savannah River Nuclear Solutions. It's their annual college night that is going to be held Thursday evening, the 10th of September. It starts at 5, ends at 8:30. Gladys Moore is an education outreach specialist with Savannah River Nuclear Solutions. She joins us once again to tell us about this year's big college night coming up. Gladys, nice to have you back.
Thank you, and it's nice to be back.
Well, this is, like I've said, you've had a lot of practice in doing this, so this is probably about the 23rd time this year, something like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's had a long run, so it's obviously been very, very successful. Why don't you, in a nutshell, just talk about this college night that's upcoming on Thursday the 10th at James Brown Arena in Augusta, Georgia, and tell us who's going to be coming, what they're going to be doing, and what the opportunities are for them.
Okay. First of all, College Night is free and open to the public. It's a venue that informs high school students, primarily the 11th and 12th graders, along with their parents, of education opportunities that are provided by representatives from colleges across the U.S. We expect about 140 colleges and universities, such as Aiken Technical College, Alabama State University, University of North Carolina, School of the Arts, Mississippi State University, Savannah State, and University of Tennessee, Knoxville, to just name a few. During that event, 12 $1,000 scholarships will be awarded to 11th and 12th grade students. The students must attend college night and register, but they do not have to be present to win. College Night has been a successful event and well-attended. Students and parents take the advantage of that one-stop opportunity to speak with the college representative. They learn about admissions, requirement, and tuition, visit the Career Exploration Center, attend HOPE and Life Scholarship, and various seminars.
Whether students might have an idea of where they want to go, or if they have no idea at all as to where they want to go, they can find something for them at College Night.
They can certainly do that. And we encourage them to view our webpage at www.srs.gov, click on Outreach Programs, and then College Night. And there's a wealth of information to help them to prepare for College Night.
All right, srs.gov, click Outreach, and then College Night. That's the website where you'll get a lot of information. Now, is this mainly, I know that you folks there at Savannah River Nuclear Solutions, you're a very technical-oriented group or company and everything, but is this primarily for engineering majors and things, or you find the liberal arts well represented as well?
Well, the liberal arts are represented as well, along with engineering schools that are related to engineering.
And the 12 $1,000 scholarships. Now, I understand you're saying that all the student does is has to register for that. They have to be an 11th or 12th grade student. They have to register. And it's not based on their academic proficiency or where they're going to go to school or anything. It's just really from that point, the luck of the draw.
The real requirement is that they have 2.5 grade point average. And Nothing else is required other than the 2 points out of a 4 point grade point average, I should say.
So, luck of the draw then for 12 lucky students who will be in attendance there at College Night.
Yes.
The numbers really run into the hundreds for that short period of time on Thursday evening, September 10th. And you're expecting another big crowd this year?
Yes, we are. Actually, 1,000. Last year, we had 6,000 in attendance. So we're expecting that same tight audience this year.
6,000 there. James Brown Arena is in Augusta, Georgia. And the main thing that you need to do now, if you're an 11th or 12th grader, bring one or both of your parents, if that's at all possible. You can find out a lot more than we can tell you in the short time that we have here on Speaking of Schools. If you'll go to srs.gov, click on Outreach, and under Outreach, you'll find College Night.
It's a wealth of information.
Yeah, wealth of information there that Gladys and her associates have compiled for you there for the College Night coming up Thursday, September 10th from 5 until 8:30 at the James Brown Arena. Gladys, this is good to talk to you. We always like to hear from you. This is such a great event there in the Central Savannah River area. But, of course, you're not limited by counties there in the CSRA. You can take students from all over South Carolina, wherever they might be hearing this announcement.
Yeah, so we actually reach students in a 150-mile radius.
Okay, so that's...
And thank you so much for having us.
Well, it's great to have you, certainly is. We look forward each year to hearing from you, and I know the preparation that goes into this involves a great deal of time, but the rewards are just tremendous for those 11th and 12th grade students who are able to come. 5 o'clock,
yes.
Thursday, September 10th, James Brown Arena in Augusta. Gladys Moore, Education Outreach Specialist with Savannah River Nuclear Solutions. She's our guest today on Speaking of Schools.
Thank you so much.
It's coming Friday, September 18th. And that is the 7th annual James Otis Lecture Program. That is an annual feature of the South Carolina chapter of the American Board of Trial Advocates. And Patty Kavanaugh is the executive director of the Southeast Region of the American Board of Trial Advocates. She joins us as, of course, the American Board, the driving force behind this James Otis Lecture Program. Nice to have you with us, Patty.
Thank you, Doug. Good to be here.
This is a, like we said, 7th annual, so you folks have really sharpened the program to meet needs of students, particularly those students who are interested in the Constitution. As this is a Constitution Day feature, there's a legal requirement for that, is it not?
That's true. There's a federal statute that requires all schools that receive federal aid to present a class on the Constitution on or about September 17th of each year, and that's known as Constitution Day.
So how do you go about then making the selections? I think that in past years, you've had two invitees from each high school in South Carolina. Am I close with that?
That's correct. We invite two outstanding history or social studies students from each high school to attend the live program. And in addition, the entire school will be able to tune into South Carolina Educational TV that day from 11 to 1 and watch the entire program as it is broadcast live.
Yeah, that's a great feature and certainly something that ETV has done in the past and will be doing again. And by the way, we might add as a program, though, that we'll be taking selections from the audio version of this 7th annual James Otis Lecture Program and featuring it on a Speaking of Schools. So we're always pleased to do that as well. You've got the Chief Justice of the South Carolina Supreme Court as the keynote speaker.
That's correct. Chief Justice Jean Hafer Toll will be speaking. She will be telling her life story and the extraordinary impact it's had in developing women's rights. Our program will be on women's rights this year.
Yeah, and that was the next thing that was going to come up, women's rights as outlined in the United States Constitution, James Otis Lecture Program. And you've got the Heart of Columbia Chorus that is going to be there to open things up in a color guard.
It'll be Dutch Fork High School this year.
From Dutch Fork, okay. And yes. I think another interesting part of the program and is the at the end when the National Board member of the American Board of Trial Advocates, Sam Mabry, who we've had an opportunity to speak with occasionally, where he conducts an open forum where students get to engage in questions and answers with the keynote speaker and other people who will be on the platform.
That's correct. And this year, again, as we usually have, and we invite the president of the law school, Robbie Wilkins, he'll be coming in, and he helps in answering questions as well.
Well, that's great, and we'll look forward to the audio that we'll be playing back on a future Speaking of Schools, the 7th Annual James Otis Lecture Program, focusing on women's rights, and it's coming up beginning at 11 o'clock, running till 1 at the State House, and it'll be Friday, September 18th. Patty, is there anything we've left out?
I believe that summarizes it nicely.
Great. Okay. Well, we're delighted to be able to tell folks about this wonderful program, celebrating Constitution Day in our schools, making sure that students are knowledgeable of the various aspects of the United States Constitution. And again, this year's James Otis Lecture focusing on women's rights. Patty Cavanaugh is the Executive Director of the Southeast Region of the American Board of Trial Advocates, and she's our guest today on Speaking of Schools. Nice having you with us, Patty.
Thank you so much, Doug. It was my pleasure to be here.
Well, recently it was announced by the Department of Education that more teachers in the state can learn how to incorporate certain historic sites into their lesson plans. And that's thanks to the publication of the updated 2015 Teacher's Guide to African American Historic Places in South Carolina. The guide describes more than 400 slave houses, archaeological sites, homes, schools, churches, factories, and other locations that span the history of South Carolina from settlement to modern day. Highlighted are places like the Cigar Factory on Charleston's East Bay Street, where the civil rights anthem, "We Shall Overcome," was first sung, and the granite ruins of West Columbia's Saluda Factory, which, built in the 1830s, was one of the first textile plants in the state and was operated by slave labor. For each of those properties, the guide illuminates appropriate state curriculum standards in social studies, English language arts, and the visual and performing arts, as well as the corresponding time periods. All properties are either listed on the National Register of Historic Places and are designated with a South Carolina historical marker. Printed versions of the guide are available to teachers through the South Carolina Department of Education or online at the South Carolina Department of Archives and History State Historic Preservation Office website. News from South Carolina's Department of Education on today's Speaking of Schools. And also, we'd like to congratulate Meadow Glen Middle School 6th grade social studies teacher and house leader Albert Robertson. Albert's been named to serve on the 2015-2016 Education Advisory Committee of the Digital Public Library of America. The library received more than 300 applicants for the committee. The 10 educators selected will work on accomplishing the goals of the Putting Digital Collections to Work in Education through Community Curation Grant, funded by the Whiting Foundation. Robertson, who begins his 10th year of teaching this fall, was the 2014-2015 Lexington 1 District Teacher of the Year and 2016 South Carolina Teacher of the Year finalist. Over the summer, State Superintendent of Education Molly Spearman announced that the South Carolina Department of Education has received a 3-year extension of its ESEA waiver. According to Mrs. Spearman, "I'm pleased to announce that the United States Department of Education has approved our request for 3 years. This extension will provide much-needed flexibility for school districts around the state, returning power to the districts from the federal government. It's important for local administrators and educators to make the best decisions for students, working with parents and elected school board members. This renewed flexibility will enable us to build upon our efforts to improve educational outcomes for all students by using new college and career-ready standards, successful accountability systems, and professional development aimed at supporting effective instruction and leadership. The United States Department of Education reviewed South Carolina's new English Language Arts and Mathematics standards and verified that the standards will meet the college and career readiness needs of South Carolina's students. Districts and schools will have more freedom to channel Title I and other funds on support, interventions, and teaching staff to achieve local educational goals. That'll do it for this week's podcast. We certainly want to thank Gladys Moore from Savannah River Nuclear Solutions. That big college night coming to the James Brown Arena in Augusta on the 10th. That's Thursday evening, September 10th. And, of course, the James Otis Lecture honoring Constitution Day. Patty Kavanaugh from the South Carolina chapter of the American Board of Trial Advocates telling us about that big event, which will occur on September 18th. Also, some news items today from South Carolina's Department of Education, who, in case you might have missed it, are the sponsors for this Speaking of Schools podcast, which is heard each week at this website. I'm Doug Keel, thanking you for the pleasure of your company. We invite you to join us again next week. We'll have more news for you, and we'll be speaking of schools.